Well, we're all set to go, and that means this is Radio Entrepreneurs. My name is Jeffrey Davis, and I want to thank everybody for tuning us in as we keep publishing more stories of entrepreneurship every week, every day, every month. That's our goal, to keep putting stories, interesting stories of entrepreneurship on the internet airwaves. Thanks to Chris Jarrell, sitting here sickly at his keyboard beside me, suffering through a bad cold, sweating through his brow. What a hero. What a man. Bigger than life. Our next guest, Joe Jones from Franklin Robotics. I love talking robotics. So hi, Joe.
Hi, it's great to be here.
Tell us about Franklin Robotics. Take me to the year, you know, it's like Star Trek. Take me to a new universe.
Well, Franklin Robotics is currently a small startup. We began operation a couple of years ago, and our purpose, the mission of our company is to automate tasks that have not been previously automated. We see that as our mission. So we're looking for opportunities to do that. And an area that's really rich in opportunities for automation, we believe, is things related to agriculture. So the first product that Franklin started working on is this little robot called Turtle. And Turtle's purpose is to live in your garden and eliminate all the weeds. It's solar powered. You put it in the garden at the beginning of the season before the weeds have sprung up, and it will just live there and keep the weeds from ever growing.
How neat. And where are you selling Turtle?
Well, what we just finished is a Kickstarter campaign. So we had a Kickstarter campaign that went from June to July. And we got great results. We got somewhere over 1,200 backers, and we got about $350,000 in pledges. So Turtle will, the folks who signed up for Turtle will start getting them for next year's growing season, probably around May 2018.
And is it the small farmer who's come to you, or is
we see Turtle as something that can be upgradable, especially to organic farmers.
Right.
It's not really a really simple idea about what's a weed and what's a plant.
It can differentiate.
It does differentiate. And the way that it differentiates is purely based on height. So any plant that's tall enough to Turtle is a little cylindrical robot. It's about 4 inches tall and about 8 inches diameter.
It's like a turtle.
Sort of, yeah. Yeah. So any plant that touches the side of Turtle is considered to be tall, and the robot turns away from that plant. Anyone that's small enough to go under the bumper and touch a sensor underneath the bumper is considered to be a weed. So, and when that happens, Turtle turns on its weed whacker and cuts the plant down. Now, there's an obvious problem there. What if you plant seeds in your garden? You don't want the robot to cut down all the things that you have just planted. And the way that we get around that is you can get the robot comes with a certain number of little collars that you put around the growing plant. You can think of the little collar as sort of a teensy-weensy little tomato cage.
And that's what I was thinking of. Right.
Very good. And you can keep the collar.
I can't build it, but I understand it.
You can keep the collar in place until the plant gets tall enough, and then you can take it away. So the reason that is was an enabling
idea.
So
it really isn't thinking, the robot.
It depends on your
definition. It's not making a judgment.
Well, it's making a judgment as to, it's a very, very simple judgment, admittedly.
Right.
But it is making a judgment as to whether this plant is tall or short.
I'm not demeaning it, believe me. It's, you know, I think it's wonderful. I think about, you know, some countries like Israel, where farming is so critical. Where that would be, where that product would be so applicable to what they're doing as well, that this has a lot of international potential sales. Did you get investors in your Kickstarters from other countries?
Yeah, we did. I'm trying to remember the percentage. I think it might have been as much as 10% from outside the United States.
I mean, it has great application. I understand the organic farmers because they tend to be the smaller farmers, correct? They tend to be farm to local.
And they tend to be the ones who worry a lot about labor because they can't use the standard solution, which is to spray the crop with herbicide. So if organic farmers want to get rid of weeds, they have to do it in a very laborious way, and Turtle can take that over.
So, you know, historically, a lot of engineers go into business with one-offs. They live their life, and then they go out of business. 1.0.
Well, the products that are nearby Turtle are a couple of things. Since turtle lives in your garden, and most of the time it's just collect information about the local growing environment.
And what about pests eventually, like insects?
I keep thinking about that. That's harder to do, and I don't have a good robotic solution for that.
So you're saying there is the problem. You don't have the solution
that's
yet.
Correct. Yes.
And right.
I am.
I know rabbits
that.
Are a problem, but I also know that bugs are a bigger problem.
Yes, robotic solution.
So how did you start the business? Let's go back a little bit. Where were you before?
So before, I was at Harvest Automation, and Harvest Automation makes robots for nursery and greenhouse farms. And although not many people know that this is a significant problem, a lot of pots have to get moved around on nursery and greenhouse farms. In fact, there's something like 1 or 2 billion potted plants that are sold in the United States each year. And for most of them, they have to get moved once or more during their growing time. So that's what Harvest Automation does. So we had worked on that for a few years, and then the interest kind of shifted at Harvest Automation from doing things in agriculture to working on this robot for warehouses. But I wasn't done with agriculture. Like I said, I think that there's a lot of opportunities for robots in agriculture. And so around that time that I was thinking about that, I went to a conference in Cambridge called Robo Madness, and I ran into an acquaintance there who mentioned this idea of weeding home gardens as opposed to weeding farmers' fields. And that I really picked up on that, because that sort of sidestepped the problem of how do you decide what's a weed and what's a crop.
So you went from being an employee to being an entrepreneur based upon that moment.
Well, I was sort of an entrepreneur before because I
in waiting.
I was one of the founders of Harvest Automation.
Okay, you didn't say that. Okay, just a small detail. Sorry.
Yeah. I thought this is a really good idea. That this is the way to go because I was also one of the inventors of Roomba. And Roomba was
That's what I've been thinking about the whole time. That when you describe turtle, I'm thinking about a Roomba.
Yeah. And people have described it as a Roomba for your garden.
Yeah.
But Roomba Roomba is a great application, but I always thought of it as sort of this beautiful island, because it's a great application for a robot, because it's simple enough that a robot using existing technology can actually do it. And it has this huge market. Anybody who has a floor is a potential customer for Roomba. The problem is, what do you do after Roomba?
You buy a Hoover.
Well,
sorry,
but you want to build another product that's based on the technology you already have.
And so you're right. Roomba's just upgraded Roomba over the years.
Right. For people would come to us and say, well, you built a robot that cleans your floor. And, how about a robot that cleans the toilet or cleans the windows? But of course, the answer is that, the technology that you need to do those other jobs is completely orthogonal. It's completely, different from
clean your tables, dust your tables.
Right. Yeah, there's a few things like that.
That'd be tough.
And iRobot did explore those in the early days. But really, there's this one great application, and that's Roomba, and then it's hard to get to anything else from Roomba. But in the agricultural space, once you have mastered confining yourself to a certain area where the work has to occur, and learning how to do a few things like weeding or scaring pests or whatever, there's a number of things that you can do. So we start with gardens, and we hope to expand to organic farms in not too long.
I can think of a few applications which I won't share with you yet. I'll wait till we're offline, because
okay.
You have my mind and imagination okay. working.
Oh, good.
As I said,
good.
I can think it up. I can't make it up.
Yeah.
So it's kind of interesting. So do you have partners?
Yeah. I'm the CTO, and our CEO is a guy named Rory McKean. We have a mechanical engineer, and we have a software engineer who's working with us.
Okay. And you have staff too?
No, that's it. That's everybody.
No sales and, dirty word, no marketing people?
We recognize the need for marketing people. We haven't acquired any yet.
Not yet. Yeah, that can be an iffy. It's easier to hire an engineer, I think, than a good marketer.
Certainly for people who have an engineering bent. It's hard to appreciate the talents of other people when you don't have those talents yourself.
I understand. Joe, tell us how people can find Franklin Robotics.
On the web, franklinrobotics.com.
Great. Will you come back and maybe bring a little turtle with you? We'll have a crawl across the table and we'll show it on our YouTube channel.
I'd love to do that.
I think that's up to Alex to figure that one out. But it might suck up Chris, and that could be a problem. So we never know. Chris might take it home and he might want to put it in his condo. He just got a new condo.
Oh,
but he does, and he's not a big cleaning guy. Well, Roomba's probably perfect for him.
Yeah.
So it's been great having you on the show. We hope you have you back again. Great story.
Thank you.
Thank you. My name is Jeffrey Davis, and this is Radio Entrepreneurs. We'll be back with more interesting stories of entrepreneurship after this break.